Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Mem Dalad, and we are on Mem Gimel Amid Beis as we continue our march in the fourth parak of Maseches Chala. There are only four prakim in Maseches Chala, so as we inch towards the daf Mem Tes, there are 49 dafim here in this Masechta, but now we are on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara just spoke about why there are two chalas for in Chutz Laaretz, but there aren't two trumas in Chutz Laaretz, right? If the Chachamim say, well, we're going to have two chalas because one of them is Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and one of them is going to be burned, so we don't want to be Mishtakech, we don't want to forget chala, so therefore you're going to have two chalas. But truma, there aren't two, so the Gemara said, because that could lead to problems, because if you're mafish one truma, then the second truma, that tfuah is going to be chayiv in trumas and maestros, and then you're not going to do it once you take off chala, so it's going to be confusing. That's why we didn't mention it. Again, that relates to what we discussed from the Ramban 2 days ago, the Ramban in Chulin, if you remember Kuflamid Vav, where the Ramban says why in general there is chala in Chutz La'aretz and not truma, meaning, let's say, all over the world. All over the world, there's still a mitzvah of chala, midrabanan. If we're mafish chala anywhere we are, if we have enough dough, then there's a mitzvah of chala. We take off chala. There's no truma, except in the contiguous places right outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban said, because everybody does chala. And if everybody's going to be mafish chala for thousands of years without taking off chala, they're just going to forget it. Not everybody's a farmer. Not everybody's a farmer. So to not be mechayiv trumas and maestros by farming, it's not going to lead to issues. So that's why the Ramban says that's a parallel type of question to the last question that we dealt with yesterday. Okay, but now we're in the middle. Mem Gimel Mabez. Bikesh Rabbi Gamliel Barebi Lahanig es demai Besuria. Rabbi Gamliel Barebi wanted to institute a huge chumrah. He wanted to tell everyone to treat Surya, like when if you buy stuff from an Am Aretz in Surya, to treat it like Dmai, and be mafresh, you know, all the hafrashes of Dmai. Even though, as the Mefarshim explained, even though most of the fruit of Surya, most of the two of Surya, come from Chutz Laaretz, right? And then most of them are owned by non-Jews. So there's a big chumrah. Why would you have to do that? So he wanted to institute this chumrah. Velohi niach la Rabboshia said it's not appropriate. Not appropriate if a chumrah, it's too much, right? That's the, it's too far. Amar lei me'ata, and he says to him, Yahushu kohanim achalasan. Rabboshia says, if you're telling me you're going to be mafresh demai in Surya, then the chalas that the kohanim get, you're also going to have to be worried. Maybe Truman Meiser wasn't taken off, so nobody does that. Nobody does that, so it's just going to be confusing, and we're not going to allow it. It relates to a topic that has come up every once in a while. We discussed a couple of days ago the difference between a chumrah mitzad din and a chumrah mitzad nihug. Right? We mentioned the idea that Beit Shammai had, or the other Rabbi Kiva, Nimsa Rabbi Kiva, right? The case where if you're mafrish from a kav. Mafresh of a kav, and then you put it together, and then you make the. So we say nimsa chumra kulo, nimsa kulo chumra. So we mentioned there that doesn't mean kulo and chumra like we usually use the terms, right? That's just the din comes out to be more makel or more machmer. But we quoted from Rav Nissim Gaon's vidui, but there is a separate category of kulo and chumra that is beyond the din. So here, Rabbi Gamliel Barebi wanted to institute a chumra that was really beyond the din because it's meikra din. It's mostly Chutz Laaretz produce, and that's the chazaka that it's but he wanted to be machmir, an extra, maybe not relying on the mi'ikar adin, and Rav Hoshea thought that it was inappropriate. Whenever one has a chumrah, one has to figure out, is it an appropriate chumrah, is it not, like we mentioned from the vidu, and the different rules to go into, which we're not going to go into all now, but maybe just to mention one or two. One has to make sure that the chumrah, here, the chumrah is whether it's appropriate for the whole am. You know, whether it's appropriate for where they're holding, and it's often chumras lead to kulas, chumra to asili de kula. So here, the chumra that was going to be instituted, Rav Hoshea says it's not appropriate because then you get to confuse the kohanim, and then it's going to be makel in other areas. But there are other. The Chafetz Chaim says on a pasuk by Avram Avinu with the four kings and the five kings. And the king comes back and tells Avram, you could have the spoils, just give me the captives. And Avram Avinu says, I'm not taking anything, right? I'm not taking anything. But he says, the people that were with me, got the exact Lashon, right? The Bachurim, what is he saying? I'm not taking a word. It was kibush b'chama, so I'm allowed to take all the spoils. But I'm not taking anything, Rabbi Avraham Avinu says. I'm being machber on myself. But the ones that fought with me, hem yiklu chalkam. So the Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah there says, because he was machber on himself. You can't be machber on somebody else. If you're a chumra impinges on somebody else, you can be machber for somebody else. It's not, and a similar idea, not exactly, the Mefarshim quote the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chav Zayin. Remember the Gemara that Rabbi Gamliel was removed from the Nisius, and they were looking for a new chief rabbi. And they were trying to figure out who it was going to be. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua? No, he was the one that was involved in the issue. Maybe Rabbi Akiva? He didn't have enough yichus. Ah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's the man. Elazar ben Azariah is our man, even though he was only 18 years old. But he's the one, he should be the chief rabbi. So they go to him with a rabbinic entourage, and they offer him the job of a lifetime. They say, please be our chief rabbi. And what does he say? Of course, no, he doesn't say that. What does he say? I have to go ask my wife. I have to go ask my wife. So Rav Schechter likes to quote, what does he have to go ask his wife for? This is his dream job. This is not a chumrah, but it's still a similar idea in terms of you're taking on more responsibility in the name of religion, in the name of ruchnius. You can't do that. Stepping on the toe, it's so to speak a chumrah. You don't need this maker adin. So you have to make sure that it doesn't step on anybody else's toes. You're going to be out on the lecture circuit more as the chief rabbi. You're going to be not home for bath time. So you have to make sure that you ask permission. He asks permission. So what was the end of the Gemara? He asks permission. He asks his wife. What does his wife say? What do you need this for? Maybe they'll fire you tomorrow. Like a good wife saying the don't. And what does he answer? Better to be a glass cup for one day than an earthenware kli all my life. And then she says, you don't have a white beard. And overnight, he grew a white beard. Hariani kiven shivim shana. That's the background for what we say in the Haggadah, the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. But that's one whole area that accepting a chumrah where it's going to negatively affect other people is not appropriate. Right? And there are other rules and regulations also. Accepting a chumrah that, I like the limitation of, if it's not appropriate, chulin, if it's not appropriate for where I'm up to in life. Right, every chumrah has to fit me. Right, if somebody's wearing pajamas and a tie, it doesn't fit. Right, if you're wearing a suit and a tie, that could fit. But pajamas and a tie don't fit. So sometimes putting something on that doesn't fit you, is not appropriate. Right, so if I'm speaking Lashon Hara all day, and then I decide I want to wake up for Tikkun Chatzos every night, maybe that's not that's not where I'm up to. Right? You have to know exactly what you're up to. And that's what Rav Sternbach quotes from the Bali Musar explaining the Gemara in Chulin. Right? The Gemara in Chulin that talks about waiting between Milchix and Fleishix. The Gemara there says, if you're a member on Daf Kufay, what's the source? How many hours do you have to wait? Why is it so clear? Six, three, into the six, one. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, nothing, not clear. The Gemara says, next meal. Next meal. That's what the Gemara says. When's the next meal? How often do you eat? So that's what the Gemara, Mar Ukva says. Anoha milso chalik bar chamel gabri abba. Mar Ukva says, I'm like vinegar, my father's like wine. Dilu abba, my father, ki avi ochel bistro ha'inna, lo avi ochel gvina lamachar, my father, ad hashta. My father would wait 24 hours between fleishiks and milchiks. Vilu ana, v'hasu dasu udala achelna. I just don't eat it at the same meal. Usudasa rinach, I eat it at the next meal. Eat it at the next meal, I don't wait. So he asked the Olam, what if he thought it was the right thing to wait 24 hours? He thought his father was doing a good thing. So why didn't he wait 24 hours? What do you have to, Mar Ukva. This is Mar Ukva, one of the greatest rabbis in the Gemara. Remember, he jumped into the oven because he didn't want the ani to know who was giving him the tzedakah. And he stands on his wife's toes because his feet were getting burned. This is Mar Ukva. So what, he wanted the ice cream so badly? And the answer is because he knew that Chumrah was not appropriate for where he was up to in life. That wasn't appropriate. It has to fit. It has to fit, with the rest of my Avodas Hashem. And the Arachayim HaKadosh says that's what it means. Lo am ha'aretz chassid. Not just an am ha'aretz can't be a chassid, but an am ha'aretz shouldn't be a chassid. If I'm not there, it's got to fit. So another, chumrah element. Again, there's a lot more, but that's just two ideas about negatively affecting others and fitting me. Another one about it, there's a Mechzi Kiyura issue. Okay, so let's continue. So Rav Gamliel Barevi wanted to institute this chumrah in Surya, and Rav Oshia didn't let him. So now the Gemara says, why? Because Rav Oshia says, if you do that, so then the challah that's given in Surya, the Kohanim are going to have to be mafreshim and meisers from, because it might have been demai. So the Gemara says, Mechlevashi does the Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia seems to contradict himself between here, this chshash, and elsewhere. Taman, over there in demai. Rav Oshia believes in the concept of Taman Amar Emas Kachim Alav Ve'ena Nosan L'Kohen Davar Shein Mezukan. The Mishnah there in Demai, Rav Oshia assumes, explains that a Am Haaretz would never give Kachim, and here Kachim also includes Chala, right? Would never give something to a Kohen that's questionable, and therefore the Emas Kachim, or the Ema, the awe of Kachim or Chala is on them, and they wouldn't cause problems. V'ku'amar hakadin here, what is Rav Oshia's frash? If they give it to a Kohen, you're going to have to make hafrashes from the Chala. But I thought they're scared of Chala, and therefore they would make sure everything is perfect before they give Chala to the Kohen. So isn't that a seer in Rav Oshia? So, two tries. Answer one. Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, Ani Omer Oseh Shal Ar Nasalo. No, you know what the problem is? You know Rav Oshia is worried? You're right. Usually the Am Haaretz, what he gives to the Kohen to eat is he's gonna make sure he's gonna have Emas Kachim Alei. Remember what we said? In Chutz La'aretz, and if you treat Suri as Chutz La'aretz, he's gonna offer two chalas, one to burn and one to give. So that's the issue. The issue is the one to burn, the Am Haaretz is not gonna be mafrish. You know, make sure that that's okay because you're gonna burn it anyway. So we're nervous, maybe the Am Haaretz is gonna get him mixed up. And we're going to give the one to burn to the Kohen, and that's why you're worried about the Kohen's going to have to do afreshes, because maybe he got the wrong one from the Am Haaretz. The Am Haaretz has Emas Kachim, but he's going to get mixed up. He was a Madrid. You have on the counter, you have two. One's going to go into the Kohen, and one's going to burn. You might get mixed up and confused. So that's the answer. So the Gemara says, I don't like that answer. Amar Le Rebbe Maner. Rebbe says, I don't think, what was the language of Rav Oshia right here that you're nervous? Yahushu Kohanim Al Chalason, on their Chala. So, Lo Tani Rav Oshia, didn't Rav Oshia say, El Meata Yechushu Kohanim Al Chalason, which sounds like their Chala, right? Their Chala is going to be problematic, not the one that's going to be burned. Chalason means the one that's supposed to be eaten. So, I think there must be another answer to explain the two Rav Oshias. We're not going to get to that answer until the top line of Amud Beis. So, let's hold off, but the Gemara, meanwhile, quotes a couple of Brises, and the way that we answer another question is the answer that we're going to answer this question of Rav Oshia, whether we have chashos or not. So meanwhile, we quote the following Tosefta, related. Halokech min anachtom imin ha'isha she osa limkar lashuk. If you buy dough from a baker in Chutz Laretz, or for a woman who's selling, tzorach lafrish chalas demai. You have to be mafrish demai, chalav demai in Chutz Laretz. Why? If you're buying it from a Am Haaretz, as we'll see, let's just finish the line. Mibala bias, but from someone who makes it for themselves, v'hamisareach etzlo, or if you're eating there in the house, einozor lavish chalas bay. You don't have to. Why? We said this a few days ago, because the Am Haaretz are not chashudim on certain machalas asuros halachos, but only for themselves. They don't believe in lifnei iver. They don't believe that lifnei iver, they're not machmed about it. Maybe they don't believe in the drashas chazal of what lifnei iver means. They just believe in the pshuto shel mikra. So that's why, if you're eating by them, then you have to worry about it, because they're serving themselves and they're sharing it. So you don't have to worry about it that they did the afrashas. But if you buy from them and they had in mind to sell it, so then you have to be mafresh. That's the tosefta. It's interesting whether, I said, maybe they only believe in the pshuto shel mikra. Do we believe in the Pshuto Shel Mikra of Lifnei Iver? If you look in the Moneh HaMitzvahs of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Mechshol, we know not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. So let me ask, if I put a rock in front of a blind person and they trip on it, do I violate Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Mechshol? You would say, of course you do. If you look in the Rambam and the Chinuch, they don't quote it. I mean, it's terrible. You're a mazik. You're a adam amazik. Maybe you violate chavala begrama, right? It's indirect. But if you look, you would think there was sefer achinuch in reish lamed beis shalol lahachshil bnei Yisrael laseis lam eitza de eitza ra. You know what machshil lifnei iver means? Don't give somebody bad advice. And part two, don't facilitate someone doing an avera. That's lifnei iver. Avon niyasher osam kishe yishalu eitza. Make them straight when they ask for directions. They ask for advice. Kamo shenamin shehu yosher ve'etza tova. Whatever we believe is good, shenamar, lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol, v'loshen sifra, lifnei suma bedavar, v'hayanota b'mcha etza. Somebody who is blind in a certain area, Al titein lo eitza shein ogenes lo. Don't give him bad advice. Right? Don't say buy this or don't buy this because you want to, you know, go buy it before them. So this is the lifnei iver. So ask the minchas chinuch. What about the pshuta shel mikra? Why isn't that quoted in the rishonim? They don't quote putting up. Right? What does the gemara say in yavamis? Ein ha mikra yosim de pshuto. Right? There's at least pashup shot, and then there's many other levels. So why is that? So the Klei Yakar explains it. The Klei Yakar says, read the whole pasuk. Lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, v'yareisa mielokecha ani Hashem. What does that always mean at the end of a pasuk? Fear God, I know. So that Rashi often says, even if it doesn't look like an aveira and you think nobody knows, I know. I know. So says the Klei Yakar, if you put a rock in front of a blind person, and does anybody like have to like figure out whether you're a rusher or not? That's clearly rishus. And that's clearly wrong. You wouldn't need the end of the pasuk, Hashem knows. What do you mean Hashem knows? Everybody knows. The pasuk, the pshuto shel mikra, says the Klei Yakar must be talking about something deeper. That's not so clear that it's wrong. That's the v'yareisa mi'alokecha. Ki ein lefarish iver mamish, says the Klei Yakar, u'mich shel mamish, shari nemar v'yareisa mi'alokecha, v'zemedaver bedaver hamasur lelev dafka. That's something that's masur lelev. And therefore, lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, mamish putting the rock, that might not be lifnei iver. Right? Maybe that's excluded in other averis. V'yafto recha kamocha, lo saman adam recha. Right? All of those. But not the pashup shot. And that's the har of the minchas chinuch. Right? Pasuk zeh yotza legamrei mipshuto, he says. The Klei Yakar says, no, it didn't. Klei Yakar says, that is the pashup shot. If you read v'yareisa melokecha, Ani Hashem. It's again. So they believe in the maybe they believe in the Pshuta Shel Mikra, and maybe we don't believe, or we say the Pshuta Shel Mikra is something else. Okay, Lifnei Iver is also a big topic, but let's leave that for now, and then maybe we'll have some time later. So the Braisa says, Ebenezer says the first. If it's split into two of the first volume, says the Braisa. So we're speaking about if you're eating at somebody, so then you are allowed to trust them because they're feeding it for themselves. But if you are buying it from them or getting it from them, then you have to be worried. Rabbi Yona b'shem Rav Chananya, chavrin d'rabanan. Rabbi Yona b'shem Rav Chananya, the colleague of the rabbis, chavrin d'rabanan. V'mesarech etzlo li'isaso. As long as the host is also eating with you, so then you don't have to be worried. Because if he's eating with you, so then there's no lifnei iver. Or a different version, Amar Rav Yona, v'hein shero oso megabel etzel acher. If you, so this is all part of the Tosefta, and the Mefarshim talking about the Tosefta, Rav Yona has another limitation on the Tosefta. If you saw this Amaretz, go and ask someone else to need it for them. Why would they do that? It must be because they're worried about Tumah V'Tahara. I'm an Amah Aretz. I don't know all the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. I'm going to bring it. Remember we spoke about it before? The Kohanos used to get instructions from the rabbis about what to do because they used to bring their doughs to the Kohanos. See, Ertua, if you see him bringing it, so you know he's makud v'Tumah V'Tahara. So if you know if he's makud v'Tumah V'Tahara, so it must be he's a careful person and he does all of the appropriate hafrashos. So this is all the Tosefta, and expanding on the Tosefta, had to deal with chalas demai. Whether you have to take chala from demai, so he said it depends if they're eating it themselves or not, and if they are eating it with you, and if they bring it to another person. Guests, we know, have various halachas. Remember, we haven't mentioned this in a while. The Ramah in Evan Ezer discusses halacha. There are many halachas of guests. Hachnasas Archim is obviously halacha of guests. But from the halachic point of view, in Simen Chav Ches, in Evan Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of the Simen, Sif Yud Zayin, Oreach sheyoshev etzal balabayas. V'notel chelka v'kidesh bo havi mekudeshes. The Ramah says you're sitting at somebody's house. They invite you for dinner, a couple of friends, and a man takes some of the soup that he just was put in front of him, and he goes to the single woman who's next to him. Hari mekudeshes li b'marak zu k'das Moshe v'Yisrael. Does that work? So she has to know about it, and she has to realize what's going on, and Edim, okay, but whose soup is it? When a host gives me food in front of me, it's still in the bowl of the balabayas. What happens when I put it into the spoon? When it's heading to my mouth? Like, at what stage is it always shel bal habayis that I'm allowed to eat? Or at any point, is it mine? Is he giving it to me? So the Rama says, the marriage works. The marriage works. Says the Taz, Tamuali ma'od. Tamuali. Hi piska da isa parakalabasa. Look in chulin. Ein ha'archem rashan li temi ma'ashil afneim lebno obito. A guest can't give, you know, extra. His kids show up. Can I give him some of the food that he wasn't invited to the meal? I'm going to take a doggy bag from my... You go take a doggy bag from a restaurant. You're going to take a doggy bag from... I don't know why it's called a doggy bag. But you take a doggy bag from the, for your kids, says the Taz. I understand. Right, you have to ask him Rishus. The Kol Shekein Shalom Litin La'Cheirim Shalom Rishus Amai Yuchal L'Kadesh. Says the Taz, Nira De'en Kan Kedushin Vada El Asafek. Kei Nirli Bar. So the Taz says, I think it's a Safek Kedushin. Safek argues on the Ramah. The Ramah sounds like it's a Vada Kedushin. Says the Taz, Safek Kedushin. If you look, I think it's in the, Chachma Shlomo. Right, one of the Mepharshim on the bottom. Here, Chachma Shlomo says, he quotes this, he says, maybe there's a, he has a pshara. He says, it depends. He says, Ein Chiburi told the Shlomo al Rus. The Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote many, many svarim, many that we don't have. He wrote many svarim. Ha'elaf l'cha Shlomo or his shuvis. We found, we put 1,000 of his shuvis together in Ha'elaf l'cha Shlomo. But he always quotes many different svarim of his that we don't have. But he quotes there, he says, look at my other sefer where I wrote the following chilek. Tehechi de'ochal al-reach kadei savo. If I ate enough and I want to take doubles and I'm going to use those doubles to be mekadesh the girl, that can't. You can't take doubles without permission. The Baal HaBayis gave you one portion. But what if I only ate half of what was on my plate and now I have half left? I was mitzamtzim. V'yachol lechol od v'lo achal zehavi shelo. V'yachol litzno l'mi sheyirtze. Ukein dekaymalon ba'aman et simsum of osira. Hayrishav ezeh chilek nachon. Lofi eni esdaiti be'ezvus Hashem yizbarach. So, he has a pshara, a chilek, the chachmas shlomo. A little bit about the guests getting married. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're continuing the brisa. Another brisa. Cheskas Bali Batim b'Surya. The halachic assumption, the chazaka of Bali Batim in Surya, where again, most of the, as we said at the beginning of today's daf, most of the produce in Surya is from Chutz La'aretz or from non-Jews. So im yodei asherov michnaso mishalo. But if you happen to know that most of this person's produce is from him, he's a Jew, and it's from here, not from Chutz La'aretz, tzorach la'avrish chalas tumayit. Then you have to be mafrish. You have to be mafrish because then that undoes the chazaka. So Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, boy. So Rabbi Bun Bar Chia now says, let's have the pligar of Oshia. Rav Oshia said before, right into my Amos Kachim, we're getting back to Rav Oshia now, Amos Kachim, don't worry about it. He has Amos Kachim on him. And here you have to be Mafresh Chalas Mai. So isn't he against the Tosefta? So what's the answer? And this is the answer to the original question too. Amar Rebbe Mana, Kan Ba'aretz, Kan B'chutz La'aretz. It depends. He believes in Amos Kachim when it's real Eretz Yisrael Tvua, right? And that's where Amos Kachim is. But a Chutz La'aretz, no, the Chutz La'aretz, they don't have Amos Kachim in Chutz La'aretz. That's the chilek why he's not against this brisa, right? He only says Amos Kachim in Chutz La'aretz, and this is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, and here he's talking about Surya, which is not Eretz Yisrael. They don't have the Ema. And this answers the question earlier also. Right, whether he's worried about the Amaretz giving, the Chala being Mafrish, so it depends if it's an Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. Fine. Migziv Adana Har V'chulu. So now we get back to the borders. Remember we said in the Mishnah, there are three different areas. Right, what did Rabbi Gamliel say? Back on Membeis, Shalosh Arotzos L'Chala. There are three lands to Chala. One of them is that which was conquered by Olei Bavel. Right, that's Kedusha Shnia, and that is full Kedusha. Right, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asalavo, the Rambam says. So what's the border? So what did the Mishnah say? Now we're just getting into the language of the Mishnah. From Eretz Yisrael to Kiziv is one Chala, right, because that's called Eretz Yisrael. But from Kiziv to Nahar to Amanam is two Chala. So what does that mean? From Kiziv to Nahar, is that like one long line? From Kiziv to Nahar, and then you keep going to Amnam? Says the Gemara, says no, that's not what it means. Rabbi Chunav Omar, Keni Mastisa, Migziv Va'ad Anahar, Migziv Ad Amnam. right? It's two strips parallel to each other, not two parts of one strip. When it gives this lashon, it says kaziv tu nahar, and it's as if it says kaziv tu amnam. It's two strips. Okay, tani ezu hi aretz ezu chutz laaretz. What are the borders? You might remember this from Maseches Gittin. Kol shehu shofea. So the Mishnah gave certain borders, the northwest of Eretz Yisrael, northwest border. That's what these borders are. These kziv, according to most. So kol shehu shofea mitafras amanam velifnim Eretz Yisrael. Anything that goes down from the peak, the top of the mountains of Amanam, that means south, that's Eretz Yisrael. Mitavras Amanam, v'lachutz l'tzlaretz. From the top of the mountain out, that's chutz l'aretz. Right, so that's the border. Hanisim shebayam, what about the islands? The islands in the Mediterranean, what do you do from there? So, et sheroa osan ki'ilu chut matuch mitavras Amanam banacha Mitzrayim. So what do? You draw an imaginary... Draw an imaginary line from those northwest mountains, wherever they are, imaginary line through the Mediterranean, and it cuts into Egypt, right? An imaginary line, and that's the border. Me'achud v'lefim Eretz Yisrael, me'achud v'lachutz chutz la'aretz. And whatever is within that imaginary line, any island in the imaginary line is going to be Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, for all halachas, for challah and for other. And then outside that line, chutz la'aretz. That's the Tanna Kamma. Right, as you make this imaginary line from these mountains in the northwest down to Egypt. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no different. You have lines going east-west. Kol shu keneged Eretz Yisrael, harishu harik Eretz Yisrael. Any island that is keneged, that means due west of Eretz Yisrael, right? It's like Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar gvul yam, v'hoya lachem hayam agadol gvul, zeyye lachem gvul yam. So there's an extra word there. So whatever is Keneged, Eretz Yisrael. So then that is included. What's Keneged? Shebit Stadin, a little bit more, Mehen, At Roe Osan Ki Luchut Matuach Mikaflaria Vadyom Akianis. You pretend there are line and Minacham Yisrael Vadyom Akianis. You make lines going from east-west on the west of Eretz Yisrael. Me'achud v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, whatever is between those lines of Eretz Yisrael, me'achud v'lachutz chutz la'aretz, whatever it's north or south of those lines is chutz la'aretz. There's a Rashi in Gittin that sounds like you make these lines, but how far do you go? How far out do you go west of Eretz Yisrael? You make these lines, according to the Tanna Kamma, okay, you have a line, because it goes from the northwest of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael, it goes down to Egypt, whatever's on the inside. But if you say no, you have lines that go horizontally, you know, out. How far does it go? So it sounds like from Rashi, it keeps going until the Atlantic Ocean. All the way. Everything there is included. If you have it might not mean, that's what Rashi. Rashi says in Gittin on Dav Ches Amad Aleph. Listen to the line. Ad Okianis Lamayrav Shehu Besof Ha'olam. That's Rashi's Lashon. Right? You get to the end of the world. Right? The end of the world. Sof Ha'olam. So interesting, the Tosfos there in Maseches Gittin, heard this quoted, you know, Peter asked Tom. What does that mean? Sha'al Rabbeinu Peter le Rabbeinu Tom. Right? That's the Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Ches. Rabbeinu Peter, right, asked Rabbeinu Tom, but we live in a lot of European countries that's due west of Eretz Yisrael, Italy, and so why aren't we chayiv? If according to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes straight out to the west, so why aren't we chayiv? Why isn't it considered Eretz Yisrael? Unbelievable kasha. You know there's an answer to that question. So the Tosfos deals with it. Again, some say that it doesn't mean when there's a land mass that's connected to other land masses. It means talking about islands. That's what we're talking about here. So if there are islands that are not connected, so there are some islands there. I don't know. Sicily, I don't know all the geography there. So you got a kasha on some of those islands according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so you have to look in the directions come up for a lot of many halachas. Interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses, he says, in Hilchas Tfila, he says, how do we, Rabboseinu HaRishonim, Shahayu B'Tzarfas V'Ashkenaz, you know, the Rishonim that were in France and Germany, Asi Shaper, Shemdinos Elu Omdos Bamish Ma'aravish L'Eretz Yisrael, they daven east. They daven east because they're west of Eretz Yisrael, like the Rabbeinu Tam was just referring to. But Rabbeinu HaRama, Shahayu B'Polin, the Rama was in Krakow. The Aruch HaShulchan was in Novardok, and we here in Russia, we're in north, right? We're north of Eretz Yisrael. Anachnu neged maravis tzvonish, we're northwest of Eretz Yisrael. If you just daven east, we're not davening towards Eretz Yisrael. And therefore says the Aruch HaShulchan, you got to daven, we got to daven southeast. That's the way to do it. He says, but what can we do? Ein biyadeinu livnos kirtzoneinu ki abinyanim na'asim adei pi rishayon hamem. We only have rules. We have certain building, you know, rules. You have to build it in certain directions. And therefore, you know, you can't just go. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, right, we should daven. We should daven southeast. Southeast. You got to daven wherever Eretz Yisrael is. You got to daven exactly that. Southeast. If you look in one more tshuva, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Yaradeya, Shin Lamed Beis, where he talks about there was a cemetery in the city, and they always buried Regilim Likbar La'aniyach HaRosh L'Tzafon V'Raglav L'Darom. They buried head north, feet south. U'Pesach Shar HaKnisa L'Kivaris U'Darom. And the doorway into the Beis HaKvaris was south. And now, because of there was tzfifus of the place, they wanted to start a new row in the cemetery, but they would have to do it east-west and not north-south. So would it be okay, he was asked, to start a new row in the cemetery going in a different direction? So he says, he says, first of all, what difference does it make? He says, people say that you bury with feet towards the door as a simin of a belief in Tchias HaMesim. Right? Feet towards the door. Because you believe in Tchias HaMesim, they're going to get up. And that's what the poskim say. Nice tachrichim. He said, but the Chassam Sofer says, but I don't think that applies to us because we're in Chutz La'aretz. And what does the Gemara say? We're going to roll. We're going to roll in the underground tunnels until you get to Eretz Yisrael. So we're not going out the door anyway. You're not going out the gate, right? So what do you have to bury that way for? V'rogel ani lomar. He says that's why we say in Avarabba. V'so lichenu komemius la'artzenu. We don't want to roll underneath. We want to come standing up. So the whole reason that you bury with feet towards the door, I don't think it's a problem. So he says, but let's think now. Right? He says, I'm here in Pressburg. He says, let's think now. To go to Eretz Yisrael, it's southeast. So either, he says, he writes, until you get to the Mediterranean, and then hang a left and go to Eretz Yisrael. Onoseya, or Mimayr of Lemizrach, La Constantina, right? Go west to east to Constantinople, right? Which is not anymore. Umishamo fech, and then go south. So he says, whichever way you go, it's okay. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. If you face east, you're good. If you face south, you're good. So really, he says, okay, Nachon Likbar, so you could bury north, south, or west, east. Because either way, that's the way towards Eretz Yisrael. I don't think it's a problem. But he says the easiest is just to open up another doorway in the cemetery. And then, you know, either way, then your yotzei, you know, say everything. He says, well, Maisa, that's, again, about directions about burial, directions about davening, and directions about the borders that we just had in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.